Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Wake Up 911 Radio. I'm your host, James Easton, and today I have some important announcements. The first is about Facebook security. Now, I got a large following of people, and we're discussing 9/11. And because of that, there are some people out there that don't like us, or me in particular. So, just for example, tonight, my Facebook account was logged into twice by someone else. Both times I changed the password, and the second time I used extremely difficult password characters, so like letters, numbers, symbols, uppercase, lowercase, blah, 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 random. That's probably the best thing you can do. Tim's going to be in with us in just a moment. I'm giving you the rundown. What I would like to say is yesterday I did a full-on attack of Claudio the Fraudio. He has a large following also, but not nearly as large as mine. On the other hand, he's dealt with everyone personally, and he is a con artist. That's the main point of that. So I wanted to expose that. What most people don't understand is that I've known Claudio since the beginning, and he proved himself to me to be somewhat slimy, and so I decided to just be done with him and not have anything to do with him. He made the connection to 9/11 Truth and to Richard Gage. He's close friends with Ken Doc and the like, so he's no stranger to 9/11 Truth, and so I'll get more into that. How are you doing, Tim?
Hey, good morning, James. Good to talk to you.
Good morning. Yeah. Well, what prompted this immediate call is that a friend of mine, and this is by way of association, I think, you know, there's trolls and shills and plants and moles and all these wonderful people that crawl into our lives like bugs and either bug the shit out of us or bite us or, you know. A friend of mine said that last night this guy started writing stuff on his message window that was incriminating to himself, but he was accusing my friend of being involved in it. And this is like not my friend's style at all. He would never do anything that stupid, and so it concerns me. We have to understand the root basics here, that Facebook is owned by Israel. There's Hasbro assholes that get on Facebook, and they're supposedly promoting the state of Israel, but they're actually fucking with everybody. And I think this is the time. Things are stepping up. Things are getting scaled up. And I think more of this kind of shit is going to crop up. So that's why I wanted to have this discussion and see if you had any knowledgeable pointers on it. Or even if you had any problems.
Well, yeah, I did have some problems because, you know, I laid out the case presenting the facts about how it's physically impossible for a plane to pass through solid objects like steel and cement and just go through it as if it were a cloud and then explode once it's inside. And instead of agreeing to disagree, I get all of this vitriol and diatribe saying that I'm a fucktard and all of this stuff. So, but...
That's my word. Anyway.
But ultimately... my reaction to it has been a little less emotional to you than yours. And, you know, everyone's entitled to have their reaction. But I simply withdrew my banner. And but my overall viewpoint about AE 9/11 Truth, for example, was it was an I consider it an entry point And then you find out, it brings you to the enlightenment that there's something wrong with it or whatever. And then you advance in your research, and you find out, this is the problem with the group or the organization. They don't want to touch the planes. And so, you simply advance in your research and do your own thinking, and you obtain a greater understanding of the entire situation. And that's the way I see it.
Well, I recently discovered from the Loose Change movie, An American Coup, that they covered up the fact that Tower 2's it was a cover-up in the sense that they lied about. I mean, first of all, let's rewind. They made the first and second movie. It was cult following, okay? Everybody was like, loose change. It was the be-all, end-all of understanding what happened early on. They introduced the drone idea and so on. And 9/11 Truth sort of like blossomed from this. They're directly related, and Alex Jones is directly related to them. Now, I'll tell you straight up, Alex Jones is a shill. He's a scumbag. He's a Judas goat.
Oh, yeah, he's another one that calls people retards who are quote-unquote, no planers.
Right.
All this controlled opposition is put into place to lead you down certain tracks, and it becomes a maze that you have to go through. But, ultimately each person is responsible for their own thoughts and their own thinkings and to reach their own conclusion. And, yes, it is controlled opposition, but ironically enough, James, in my opinion, it does backfire on them because they give you certain truths, and then you figure the thing out. They give you certain truths, it backfires on them as you advance in your research. So
remember, people are fucking lazy. The people are sheep, and that includes people in 9/11 Truth. And in 9/11, they're like, just tell us the truth, they don't do any research. You did, you figured it out. It seems pretty straightforward after you spend a few hours like racking your brain going, how come this doesn't add up? But to finish about the cover up of Tower 2,
Let me just add one more thing in there real quick.
Okay, go ahead. Sure.
So to find the smoking gun, look for the guy who's typing onto that keyboard that you're a fucktard instead of simply agreeing to disagree with you. Now, that's how you just found your shill. But I'm sorry to interrupt you. Keep going.
Oh, I got tons of those yesterday. See, I pulled a full-scale war with Claudio. I put up pictures of Claudio with his banner, and I said, take down your banners. This guy's a con artist. I knew it was coming. I'm not stupid. I got all kinds of people attacking me, and like, I learned what avenues to block and cover, and where they can get in, and what they can, what they're going to say, how they're going to say it. I had conversations with them on a decent level, and then they pulled decency right out from under them and become complete assholes. There's a canned response. They have been taught to say standard sort of retort. It's not them thinking at all. It's them echoing what they've been told to say. And they're like tools. They're like an assortment of weapons aimed at people who disagree with them. When you have an argument and you disagree, you don't just shoot the guy down. You don't call him a fucking asshole and this, that, and the other thing. Oh, and boy, they're experienced after a couple of years of, developing their storyline and so on how to deal with people that are speaking the truth so that they can not only humiliate them and disarm them and put them down. It's like they're the cops, you know, in a way. But anyways, like, there's people from all over the world. He's attracted all kinds of different people. So, but I know I'm right. You know, I have to deal with these guys, but I have the energy and the intellect and the time to fend off like 20 of them at the same time. I'm not trying to say I'm like Superman here, but I do have like a couple of years experience doing this, and I know what I'm talking about. So that's why I pulled this stunt, and there's a reason for it. Now, you may say that it's okay because they're like an entry point, blah, 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 blah. But I say that's too much of a hazard to say it's okay to let people be disinformed, misinformed from the get-go, because then you have to convert them.
Yeah, it's definitely not okay. And then once you have people in your crew that are calling people fucktards and you don't rein them in, then it's fair game to use those tactics. And now that you've instigated this and you've drawn attention to yourself and people looking at you, this is an opportunity to lay out your case and simply just state the obvious, that it's just simply physically impossible for planes to pass through solid objects like it's a cloud and then explode once it's inside. It's just Newtonian physics. It's common sense. Just like it's common sense to add to that, well, if the plane got in there and there's all jet fuel all over the place, jet fuel is mostly kerosene and can't vaporize the better part. And this is very important, not just the towers and then Building 7, which came down in its own footprint that's symmetrical and simultaneously, but the other buildings in between, for the most part, also turned to dust. And but please continue.
Well, no, it's you are in line with what is correct. I mean, if you stand on solid ground and people come at you, if I say something solid, okay, like the Earth is made of rock. That fits right in with the analogy. And someone's like, no, it isn't. It's bubblegum. You know, they're stupid. They've been fed a lie, and they're just repeating it. And they're not using any critical thought. They're not using any brain power other than their propensity to be an asshole. So with those guys, it's like, fuck you. You're banned. Okay? Thanks for showing up. Now I can get rid of you, and I'll never see you again. But there's other people I've gotten through to.
Okay, well, James, also, I do want to give some credit to people who cared enough and were curious enough to look into it, and then they started with AE 911. And then they advanced, so they did get some facts, and they did get some knowledge. They noticed something wrong with the story. And now it's simply a matter of them advancing in their research. And like I said, these controlled oppositions, it backfires on them because, you know, the people go in as sheep, but then they come out as lions as they advance in their research. And you're playing a role in that. And you're saying, well, look, you have some knowledge, and here's a little more knowledge. Make up your own mind. And like I said, when people in that crew are calling you fucktards, you know, for presenting your evidence pertaining how it's physically impossible for planes to pass through solid objects, all right, that knowledge gets out there. People advance in that research. Now, Claudio has said, well, if you say no planes, it scares people away. People run for the exit. People run for the exits. But I think you need to give people more credit. And, and as I said, when the magician cuts the pretty girl in half and she doesn't die or bleed, the onus is not on me to explain what happened. But we do have a fair idea about how they faked the whole thing. And the key factor to consider is simply to acknowledge that planes do not pass through solid objects with zero resistance, nothing breaking off of it. It goes right into it as if it was a cloud and it explodes. I know I keep repeating myself, but it's a very important point to drill in. I'll say it one more time.
Okay.
Planes do not pass through solid objects and then explode once inside. And like you were talking about the other day, that they show you these pictures of the underbelly and say, oh, look, there was a flight termination system in the underbelly of the aircraft. And look, see, there's a little flash, and that's how the plane was able to get in. But that doesn't explain the airplane wing holes. And then when we look at the airplane wing holes, they're not even shaped like an airplane. The thing was pre-cut out.
Right.
It's so goddamn obvious.
Well, that's the bah, you know, the sheep telling the sheep. Well, it's sort of like, let me rewind. You call it controlled opposition. I call it 9/11 Truth and AE 9/11 were pre-planned before 9/11. They are the
backdoor.
Well,
that's another way of putting it. Yeah, sure. That's another way of putting it. We're on the same page.
Yeah, well, it's just the powers that be, the evil bastards who did this, would not leave a back door open so they could get ass rammed. That's another way to illustrate it, graphically. So they created these entities to take in all these people who would be like, that's not what happened. We don't believe the official story at all. So what they did was they fed them a lie. They fed them another. It's like the second official story, the 9/11 Truth, AE 9/11 official story. There were planes, and as long as there were planes, the entire scenario is still left mired in mystery. But when you take the planes out of the equation, the entire fucking thing is blown wide open, and it's like these people are everybody's complicit: the media, the military, the government, Silverstein, you name it, Carrick, Giuliani, everybody, NYPD, and New York Fire Department, they're all involved. And you can pick apart like the mountains of stuff and go through it one by one and say, here's where they're lying. But it takes a lot of time and energy to do that, and most people don't have that, you know? Like, well, Johnny, who works at the factory, comes home from work, he drinks a beer, he doesn't want to watch 9/11 shit. He just, like, turns on the TV, and the TV lies to him, and, you know, that's where it ends, and that's the truth to him, because the TV is
well,
the
now you're talking. Now you're talking about the people who are not even curious, that don't even have natural, normal curiosity, and that would deign to explore this knowledge, but...
But there's a real mystery, like, say, I'm just using this as a bad example. I liked Michael Jackson, but everybody turned on him. And, you know, this is when I was young, okay? And they're like, Michael Jackson's weird. And, you know, everybody stopped liking Michael Jackson after Thriller. And then he did go pretty weird. But the point is that it's word of mouth. That travels like wildfire, faster than the fucking television. If it's a rumor, but it's true, and it holds its weight, people will pass on the information. We're depending on...
If it's repeated,
if it's repeated, right? The
okay,
only problem with this...
Say,
okay.
Let me just add to this thing about the planes. I mean, everybody is a no-planer when it comes to Shanksville and the Pentagon.
Right.
We know that there's no plane in Shanksville. It's just a goddamn hole. They threw garbage in it, and there's smoke coming out of it. No engines, no nothing, no wings, no people, no drink carts.
Right.
And the same thing with the Pentagon. It's physically impossible for a plane to execute that maneuver and then come in level at the ground. You don't mess up
right.
The lawn. The poles don't break up the wings, so it goes in there. And then there's a hole smaller than the plane, and you have pictures
right.
of the planes before they dropped aircraft wreckage on the lawn. So by extension, James, you say, well, there's no planes in this half of the story, and then you're at night.
So why would there be planes in the other half?
You're
yeah,
a fucktard.
I know. It's fucking ridiculous.
James, just in general, you're a fucktard if you dare to question the mighty great Oz, whether the mighty great Oz represents themselves as the official story, or the mighty great Oz represents themselves as a guy telling you a story with half-truths, lies by omission, and predetermined tracks that will take you off the course. And, James, let me just also add to this.
Okay.
All of them, and you said this too before, all of them have the same mantra. We want a new investigation. Meanwhile, we know who did it. We know
yeah.
the names. And people like me and you and other people want to name names and prosecute these motherfuckers. And then you have that additional problem that the courts are corrupt. So the answer
right.
is that enough people have to wake up. And not only wake up, because people wake up, what are we going to do about it? Talking about it and shrug their shoulders. The answer
right.
is that things like you do and I do, they become aware, and you see something, say something, as they always tell us. And we're
right.
seeing we're seeing plenty. All you have to do is open your eyes and look at it. And there it is. The evidence is screaming at you at the top of your lungs. All you have to do is open up your fucking ears and hear it and see it.
Right. Well, it brings me great pleasure to hear that there's someone else on planet Earth who gets it. You know, I know there's lots of people, but hearing you talk about it as clearly as you do, it brings me joy, all right? And
it gives me
when
joy
I hear these other fuckers, when I hear these other fuckers shoot their shit at me, it makes me laugh because it's funny. They're idiots. They don't know they're idiots. They're calling me an idiot. And it's like, it's almost an exercise in futility. But if you can get through to anybody, anyone, hello, anyone, is anyone home? I got a few of those people. I told them to take down their banner and they're going to. So like, that's the point of this. And, the point is to deconstruct what a mental retard like Claudio the Fraudio is, who's a con man, who's doing this to get money out of it, and he works for 8911 Truth. I'm fighting back because these guys are lying and deceiving. They're making it more difficult for people to get to the truth, and it's like someone sticks a fence in front of your front door. You have to like climb over the fence to get through. It's cumbersome. It's annoying. It's a pain in the ass. And, you know, if I have to walk in the house, I'm going to kick that fucking fence down. So, anyway, that's what I'm about.
And, people can make their own banner anyway. And if they call you
right.
If they call you fucktard, that's perfectly fine. But if you pick up the dirt and the mud and throw it back to them, You're disrupting the unity. You're breaking apart the unity of the community, and you're
right.
an enemy. And then they claim that you're only protecting the perpetrators of the event.
Oh, they have it. It's all canned response. It's all like, you're defeating or you're attacking the movement. Blah blah blah. Or what are you being paid? Or, you know, meanwhile, Claudio's getting paid. You know, like, what? It's such bullshit. It's hypocrisy. And these people are just like, yes, boss, yes, boss. You know, like the little dog that runs around Butch, the big dog walking down. He's like, ah, shut up. It's pathetic. And, you know, that a bunch of people could be running around talking about intellectual fucking knowledge of the highest fucking degree, which doesn't require university education. It just requires a brain that you use who are, you know, not using their brains. They're just echoing, repeating. They want to belong. They want that banner. They want to be like, they want to have 9/11 truth on their thing so they can show their friends and they're like, I'm part of the 9/11 solution. It's pretty fucking pathetic. And it's like a gimmick. It's a ploy.
They have the monopoly on the truth. And
fucking
if you
right,
lay
dude.
Out some, And if you lay out some facts, like I said, you show, you know, this is physically impossible. I don't want to sound like a broken record, but, the only guy, I do have respect for one guy in that movement, like that David Chandler, who simply lays out the case that the laws of physics, a falling body could do no work, and he lays it out perfectly. And this other guy, Strombonsky, he tells his case or whatever, but they leave out the airplanes.
Do they have Claudio Banner?
I don't know. But I don't even know if they're on Facebook. But an airplane banner is in their logo. The airplane is in their logo.
Right. That's brutal. And they don't even talk about the plane.
They won't talk
it's
about the plane.
It's fucking ridiculous, man.
But James, most importantly, too, I mean, is that whether it's 89/11 Truth or Judy Wood or whatever, the one thing that they're not going to touch, they're not going to name names and say, look,
right.
We know that this person, that person did it because this, that, the other person. But there are other people who lay out that case brilliantly. Like Professor James Henry Fetzer, for example, he puts the whole thing out. He makes videos, articles, and you go through this stuff, and you learn. Yeah, Securicom, Marvin Bush, the president's brother, was in charge of the security. This, that, and the other, and you follow the other companies, and you look at who took a day off that day. To show up on TV and blame it on Osama bin Laden, that guy Paul J. Bremer is on MSNBC telling us, yeah, we think it's Osama bin Laden. He took a day off from getting killed in the towers. And Larry Silverstein, his whole family came in late, and he went to the dermatologist so that the doctor could examine his reptilian skin. These people take a day off from getting killed.
Right, how convenient. They called
in alive. I'm not going to work today because I want to live, so have a nice day.
Did you know about the Odigo messaging system? That got all the Jews out of the building. I'm not joking. It's a legitimate company. Not anymore, but I have the logo for it and stuff, and there's so much more to the story to tell that's fucking mind-boggling and freaky than we already know, like most of us. But
I know about that research. You have certain people who were contacted. There was one politician that was told don't fly today or whatever. We know they locked the doors to the top of the place, and no helicopters came to rescue anybody, like in the movies. And we know about all the when these explosions occurred, we know all about the announcements that were made saying, please go back to your desk, go back to your work, everything's fine.
There's so many. It's like they make it so complicated that the average person can't digest it all. It's like a 10-part series of a 3-hour movie, or a 20-hour movie or something. 3 hours each. Or what, I'm not doing the math. But anyway, these guys in 9/11 Truth and 89/11 Truth have their group, their diehard followers. But you can crack the nut, and you can convert them because they've been, you know, sucked in, and they've been indoctrinated, and they have to deconstruct. You have to use the argument that it's like, you know, the argument of why not to watch TV and why not to watch movies. It's pre-programming. It's artful deception, and the 9/11 mystery is so huge, but if you break it all down to the nuts and bolts, it's all about no planes. And with no planes, the whole thing is a lie. And if you can spread that message, like, there were no planes, that's all you have to say. You don't believe me? Well, watch this movie or watch this presentation. There's no pamphlets anymore these days. Maybe someone might make a pamphlet. But the point is, these guys, you're right, they don't point fingers, and they don't name names, and they don't have, and their thing is like, we need another investigation. Oh, really? When's that going to happen? You know, like, who's going to do it? It's been fucking since 2006, you've been saying this, it's 2015, they're about to launch Jade Helm, and they're trying to take the guns away and all this other shit, and this is all based on 9/11, and you know, like, you want a new investigation? It's sort of like, let's put it on the mantle then. They want a new investigation. We'll wait, you know, till the kingdom come for a new investigation. It's a lame-ass fucking answer. And, you know, people look at Richard Gage because he's got glasses and he looks nerdy and he's an engineer and he represents the entire goddamn thing. He's been on the media. That's an indicator right there. He was on C-SPAN. You know, nobody's been on any fucking media talking about anything other than the official story except for him. That should be a glaring red flag for you. And Richard Gage, so many people put him up on a pedestal, but I think he's a slime ball. And I've listened to some of the things he's got to say. When he's approached about no planes, like you corner him at the end of one of his like seminars, and you're like, hey, so are there planes or not? And he'll be like, do you want to go for a beer? You know, he'll try to get the camera off and, you know, turn you off. And that's just it. Is that
well,
he says,
well, I don't want to get into unexplained technologies or whatever, but, you know, the government, that's what they have the most of is unexplained technologies. When you go to the patent office, you invented something. For example, there's plenty of people who have patents where they can run machines and cars on everything with seawater, where they separate the hydrogen from the water easily, and it runs your machine. The government gets first crack at that, and it doesn't go online and become available to the public unless the government approves it. You know, so just one example right there. No, we don't even need gasoline or oil. We don't have to be over in the Middle East fighting for oil and fighting for Israel just because they own the Rothschild family owns the printing press for the money and they own all the politicians. So
right.
it's all about profit. And, you know, my position on how the towers came down, you know, and I'm entitled to my own opinion. Who the hell knows what took that thing down? For all I know, there might be some validity to what Judy Wood said or whoever. Well, I don't know how the hell that shit came down. bring the people into court, offer plea deals. But then again, the court's not the answer to either because they're corrupt. The media's corrupt.
Right.
The government is corrupt. The politicians are corrupt because the controlled opposition people are corrupt. So the answer simply is for enough people to wake up and come into reality because the power structure does not get to have power unless the people provide their consent. And much of that consent is manufactured and engineered, and like you, but people don't think for themselves. They come home from work, and you know, the guy's tired. He just wants to watch the news, watch the ball game, and go to sleep.
Or they got
no
kids. They got a flat tire that day, or you know, they got to take kids to daycare. They got to go out on a dinner date. They got to do this. They got to do that. There's no time to spend. You know, I got time. But not everybody has time. People are going to school. People are working, you know, 6-8 hours a day. It's like it's too difficult to get into the nitty-gritty. But some people do. Now, it makes it easy on people when they just sit down and watch a two-hour movie. And, you know, that's what 9/11 The Biggest Lie was. It opened the door for a million people to think, fuck, George Bush is an asshole. He's behind this. Even though, you know, it's not just him. But even then, I was getting mega flack from 9/11 Truth, and because I did a movie that sort of like it didn't surpass their numbers, but it was like competition for Loose Change, which is really theirs. And here's what I want to say about Loose Change: they made millions of dollars off the third movie, and they stole ideas from my movie, and they're fucking assholes because they're profiting from the deaths of people on 9/11, and that really itches my gut. So I really don't like these people, and I know they're controlled opposition, and because they're evil and they're profiting from it, it's like double whammy. It's like really way worse than it is. This movie's in fucking video rental stores. They charge $4 on YouTube to watch the crap. And, you know, meanwhile, I've been busting my balls. I made 9 movies. They're all detailed. It's not always the same shit. It's like, you know, it's been a long haul, man.
Yeah, well, you got over 1 billion views on one of your shows, so you definitely have some pull. But, you know, my overall advice is, okay, you watch, I know I'm being redundant, but, you know, you looked at the 9/11 Truth, Loose Change, and all these other things, and there's some good information in there. Even Alex Jones gives you some good information, but, you know, it's up to people to do the unthinkable and do their own thinking and their own research and get their own conclusions and figure out things for themselves and to corroborate things. And, you know, 9/11 could be explained in either 10 minutes or 10 hours, but in 10 minutes you could just lay out the case that the planes were physically impossible, the way they fell down was physically impossible as told to us by the government. Certainly it is possible because it happened, but the way they're telling us it happened is just simply not physically possible, period.
Right, and the longer we wait to get on this and wake up, the worse it'll be for all of us, and I mean that in the worst possible way. They have used this as the premise to murder people, to detain people, and possibly to start World War III, and ultimately to turn the USA into a fucking horrible George Orwell goddamn place, like 1984 or Animal Farm. It's scary, and people should really fucking snap the fuck out of it. My phone's going to die, and the show's going to end. So thanks a lot, Tim, and it's always good to talk to you.
James, always a pleasure, my brother.
All right, we'll talk to you later, bud.
Okay, bye.